warranty on all the sheets and comforters. No reason not to give these a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Get your order in right now by end of business today for Christmas delivery. Brooklinen, the best.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Me. Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I mean, listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with a Chicago Wolves fan four-pack. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and popcorn all at one low price. Watch the Wolves host Rockford on December 30th. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Both the Cubs and White Sox are still in on the conversations about Baltimore's Manny Machado, according to The Score's Bruce Levine. The Bears have had only replacement Pro Bowlers the last 2 years. Alternates, Kyle Long, Josh Sitton, and Jordan Howard. We will find out about 2018 when the NFL announces its All-Stars tonight. The Bulls won't stop. Six straight wins, and it was Nikola Mirotic who insisted that you have to credit the head coach Fred Hoiberg after all the rippings he's taken in the past.
And these guys have made leaps and bounds from where we were as far as making plays down the stretch and going out and playing with confidence when it matters most.
Back to Mirotic, averaging 24 points and nearly 10 rebounds over his last four games. The Bulls host Orlando tomorrow. The Blackhawks are in Dallas Thursday when they will have a shot for a sixth straight win overall. Bad day at the office for an ex-Blackhawk, Scott Darling. Allowed 8 goals for Carolina today against Toronto in a loss. Back to baseball here really quickly. See that Yu Darvish reportedly meeting with the Astros today, a day after meeting with the Cubs. This scoreboard update being brought to you by Termbusters Insurance. For a quote, go to www.termbusters.net. And at Buffalo Wild Wings, the weekend is whenever football is on, so come out to the only place where the weekend is from Thursday to Monday. It is built for fans, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkush.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
If Jordan Howard doesn't get the ball 14 or 15 times in the first half, I'm going to break at least two TV sets here at The Score.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish, that's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He is the editor of Pro Football Weekly, director of football content for Shaw Media. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Hub, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Here's what's top of mind for me, and I need you to talk us off the ledge here because you probably have more information than we do. I don't know if you saw the tweet from a sports radio veteran in Phoenix who says that he's spoken with Jeff Fisher and Jeff Fisher wants to return to football, and that according to his sources, and Fisher, I imagine, is the guy here, the jobs he's eyeing would be, was it Cleveland, Indy, and the Bears. And my worry is that the folks at Halas Hall say, oh, we know him. He used to play for the Bears. He's one of us. Let's give him a shot.
Not going to happen. Nothing to worry about. It's,
you know, I mean, I'm good now. Thanks, Hub.
Guys, Fish is a good guy, and I wish him well. His relationship, I mean, he played for the Bears. You know, he's an 85 Bear. We got all that. Ryan Pace wasn't. Ryan Pace knows what happened here. Jeff Fisher is John Fox light, quite frankly. You know, he got to one Super Bowl and lost it. Fox got to two. They're not going to blow this thing up and go with the exact same guy again. It's not going to happen. So I understand, you know, Fish probably wants to coach again. He might make an interesting defensive coordinator, and that's what he better set his sights on, because I don't know what team is going to decide that he would be a great idea to be a head coach.
So the Bears let Mitchell Trubisky throw the ball 46 times. They don't run the ball much. They turn the ball over. They lose to the Lions. This is what happens when a team doesn't have a lot of talent. But I'm looking at the coaching on this one, because they could have been in that game and should have been in that game for longer than they were. What'd you see?
Well, to hear John Fox tell it yesterday, they were forced to throw the ball 46 times, didn't want to. You know, we all know that's not how it works. And he came, I thought, yesterday as close as he's ever come to putting it on his offense and specifically his coaches. He would never call anybody out by name, but he had one really telling quote where he said, you know, we're ninth in the league in defense, 12th in points allowed. That should mean more wins than what we have. But we're, you know, 30th in points scored and 28th in offense, or vice versa. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, that's pretty close to the exact quote. So I think he said what it was. I think he knows now that he's made a horrible mistake in his choices, with his offensive coaching staff. I think he probably realizes that it's going to cost him another crack at this. And that's where we're at.
So it's already the point where the way you describe that interests me, that he understands that he screwed up.
I saw a guy yesterday. I was watching him really closely, and he gave longer, you know, more detailed answers to most questions. And this is where, you know, we're reading body language, we're reading facial expressions, we're listening to what somebody is saying. My take was that he realizes now, you know, the time has run out, and I think he's frustrated by it. And you know, does he blame himself? I don't know. I can't get inside his head. But I think it's pretty clear to him that he's got some young talent on offense. I mean, he spoke glowingly of Trubisky yesterday, called that game his best game. And by the way, I tend to agree with him. I don't know if you guys read my column Sunday, but you know, I know he threw three picks, and I know that's frustrating, but I thought it was a really good experience for Trubisky, and that's what he's out there for, to get experience. And so, you know, I thought he analyzed it pretty well. He knows what he's got in Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohn, and he looked to me to be a guy yesterday frustrated by the fact that all he can get out of that kind of young talent is 30th and 28th.
What has the effect been across the league when you talk to your reporters, your various sources, the overall effect of the Jerry Richardson story? Because I would think that there are some phone calls going around the NFL, and I think Jason said it earlier, say, look, don't make this a drip Harvey Weinstein kind of Bill O'Reilly story. If there's something going on, if there's been allegations of ownership or somebody in upper management behaving this way, let's have this out, let's do this, let's find some sort of best practices way of handling this from a crisis PR perspective. What are you hearing?
Well, I think everybody, let me rephrase that. The people that I've talked to are all assuming that the accusations are true, that Richardson knows they're indefensible, and that's why he's acted so quickly to remove himself from authority and to commit to selling the team. And so if the question is, do I think it exists elsewhere in the NFL? The NFL has a disturbingly low percentage of high-level female managers, you know, or folks that would necessarily be working closely with owners and coaches. So I'm sure it's not the only instance. You know, guys, I don't want to get caught up in something that you know, can't end well and that I don't pretend to have answers for, but I'll just speak for myself. I am stunned by the preponderance of this. You know, I mean, I knew it existed. I didn't know that there were this many dirtbags in the world, and it's happening more every day. So I'm not going to say, you know, that there's less of it in the NFL. I'm only assuming there may be less because there are fewer, you know, females to be harassed. So I don't think the league is saying, oh my gosh, we have a new epidemic problem here. I think Richardson has handled it right. I know that he's been spoken to by a few owners, but the truth is he's one of the more respected owners. And so this comes as a surprise to some people around him. And I don't think the league is taking a step back and saying, oh my God, we've got another huge crisis here.
What'd you think of Sunday afternoon's tilt between the Steelers and the Patriots? I enjoyed it. Can't wait to see round two.
I described it in one column as what it must have looked like, or would have looked like, I should say, if Joe Louis had ever fought Muhammad Ali. I mean, it was great. I loved every minute of it. And guys, let's be clear. I hate the rule, but it was called correctly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we know what the rule it is. It's not the only game that's been, you know, affected by it. And let's not lose sight of what New England did on the possession before. You know, Gronk got loose. They went right down the field. These are clearly the two best teams in the AFC. I don't know that they're the two best teams in the NFL. That's one of the things that I'm really excited about for the playoffs. There's almost no doubt in my mind they're going to play for the AFC title, most likely in Foxborough, and I can't wait to see it. What's really intriguing, though, is that it's looking now like for that to happen, Pittsburgh's going to have to get by Jacksonville, who beat them 30-9 in Pittsburgh week 5, and New England's probably going to have to get by Kansas City, who beat them in Foxborough on opening day. Now, I know they're very different teams, you know, 10 weeks later, but I think it's just setting up for really fascinating playoffs on both sides of the equation, and I just thoroughly enjoyed pretty much every moment of that. A lot of games this weekend, but especially Steelers and Patriots, because I thought it was all that we had hoped it would be. The one big disappointment, of course, was Brown going out early, and I'm telling you guys right now, everybody's saying, oh, don't worry about it, he'll be back for the playoffs. Calves are really difficult. Yep. And if this is partially torn, there is no guarantee he's going to be ready early in the playoffs. They're going to get a week off. That's going to help. So you're talking about roughly 4 weeks. Sometimes these calves take longer than that. We'll see what happens.
The NFC has the Panthers, the Saints, and the Rams all playing pretty damn good football these last few weeks. And I haven't even mentioned the top three seeds right now in the NFC playoffs. It's going to be, you know, the way we looked at the Western Conference like 2 or 3 years ago in basketball playoff talk, that's what I think this NFC playoff is going to be.
Jason, I just finished writing this for a Thursday column. It's going to be in Thursday's papers, and it's I tried to go back and do some research, but it's so subjective. You know, it's hard to be making statements about it. But as near as I can tell, this could be going in the most competitive playoffs we've seen in a decade on both sides of the football. The AFC, none of the wild card teams scare you, but in the NFC, we're assuming the top six right now get in, and that's a dangerous assumption because they're going to play each other, or a few of them are, in the next 2 weeks. But I look at these six NFC teams, I don't know which one's the best. The Vikings to me are the best balanced. They're the most intriguing. But they just got beat last week in Carolina, and they did get beat, you know. So it's going to be a ton of fun. I can't wait.
So the football gods did not play along with the hero narrative for the return of Aaron Rodgers, and it ended up being something unforeseen and also maybe the start of changes in Green Bay, if experts there are to be believed, with those saying, well, this was the shot. Say, look, you get the spark, you see if he can play you right back in it, and now there are arguments being made for, with an 80% healed collarbone, just leave him out and let Brett Hundley finish out the string here. But what do you think the significance was of that particular defeat in that way and what it means for the larger scale?
I don't want to overreact to it. I don't know if you saw or not. He is back on IR, so he's done now. They're going back to Hundley, okay. which makes perfect sense. I mean, if you can't make the playoffs, let him heal some more. I thought he was fine. You know, I mean, he threw a couple picks. I mean, that he was rusty a little bit. He did enough to win. That wasn't the problem. The defense wasn't good enough. The defense was never good enough. Some of it is all the injuries in that secondary. But I think the last thing the Packers need to do right now is overreact. You know, Hundley got some valuable experience. You're never going to be the same without Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if Jordy Nelson maybe hit the wall or not. They've got to take a look at that. Devontae Adams is a free agent. But as far as, you know, organizational changes, this isn't Dom Capers' fault, although some people are screaming for his head. I thought Mike McCarthy did a great job getting him in position again, you know, at 7-6 to make the run. So I think that they need to be improved in certain areas, probably on the offensive line. They're certainly going to have to worry about attrition at wide receiver. But defensively, they've been trying to fix the middle of that defense for the last 3 or 4 years, and they haven't done it. You know, Kenny Clark may still turn out to be a great player. Blake Martinez had a really nice year for him, but they still need more beef in the middle. They got to be stronger against the run.
I got to give it to you. The start of this season, when we were talking about the odds to make it to the AFC Championship game, I believe people were betting a lot on the Raiders, and Dan and I talked about it. I thought the Raiders were a sexy team coming into this year. I don't know which player the opinion has changed more on in a single year in a very long time than what's happened to Derek Carr, but watching them, they just, for whatever reason, for long stretches of time, don't have it, whether it be offensively, defensively, even with the names that are out there on that field. What happened to them this year?
Yeah, there's a list, Chase. I love Jack Del Rio. I mean, as NFL head coaches go, I wish all 32 of them treated the job the way he does. That said, I'm not sure he's a great NFL coach. He made a horrible decision getting rid of Bill Musgrave. Yes. and bringing in Browning, who was not the answer, clearly, as an offensive coordinator. They didn't do enough to address the defense. They went out and got Marshawn Lynch and said that should do it. They didn't realize they weren't deep enough at wide receiver. You knew the offensive line played over its head last year. The defense wasn't good enough. And I just thought they were a classic. When I looked at them, and I looked at the Dolphins last year and the Cowboys, to me, the team most likely to be unable to repeat was the Raiders, because they were the luckiest last year. So many of those wins, especially on the road, were one score, where events came together. They got lucky last year. They were good. I'm not taking it away from them. But they came into the season with, and here's the punchline, with too many missing pieces to compete in what I thought was going to be the best division in the league. It turned out to be one of the worst, and yet they just didn't have the horses. And so there's nothing stunning about that. I hope Del Rio keeps his job, because I think he's a good coach, but he's got to make another change in his offensive coordinator. He's got to get some more weapons for Carr, because I still think Carr can be good. And they've got to address that defense at all three levels. Khalil Mack is a defensive MVP, but other than that, you got nothing to hang your hat on there.
More with Hub coming your way. Segment brought to you by Burlington. The holiday countdown is on. Hurry into your Burlington store today and save big on all your last-minute gifting, watches, wireless, gift baskets, sweaters, toys. Burlington, gifts for everyone. Bears and NFL, the talk continues in a brief moment with Hub on the Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
And I tell you what, number six, he was cool in the pocket for four quarters. He wasn't rattled. He didn't show panic. You know, when he was in a hot huddle, Doug, he had total command. He didn't show fear.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Bellwether Meeting Place and Brewery, located on Illinois Street in Chicago.
This is Tiki Barber with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream Superior Beard Products. Beard boldly. It's almost assured that Los Angeles Rams head coach Sean McVay is going to win NFL Coach of the Year. What he's done to so quickly turn around a 4-12 team into the NFC West division leader and favorite is astonishing. On top of that, he's groomed his young quarterback, Jared Goff, from a rookie who looked completely lost into a confident field general who's leading the league's highest scoring offense. They are a legit contender for the Super Bowl. There's a lot of credit to go around in LA, but I'm partial to running backs, and what we're seeing from Todd Gurley is MVP worthy. The Rams running back is the team's catalyst and has over 1,800 yards from scrimmage and leads the NFL with 17 total touchdowns, including 4, and a dismantling of perennial division powerhouse, the Seattle Seahawks. The MVP, historically, is biased towards quarterbacks, crowning 9 in the last 10. This year, I'd argue that needs to change. I'm Tiki Barber.
Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 by giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That is Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort. And you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation, if you will, for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something that she'll love all winter long. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. And Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to be other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Max Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterback.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Max Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterback.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
VAS. Tonight, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes at Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb from 6 to 10 for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter to win Bears tickets, pick up some Score swag, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, doesn't get any better than this.
It most assuredly does not. We are talking football with Hub on Sports Radio 670. He's ours today. He is yours tomorrow, so keep that in mind. You mentioned before, I want to get back to what you observed about John Fox's behavior, saying that you think that he is resigned to his fate. And I brought up Jeff Fisher's name, and you were thankfully able to say that that is absolutely not going to happen here. What do you know about how far along the Bears may be in making sure that they're ready to make this move?
You know, Dan, I can't honestly say that I know that they're going to make the move. I think we're all reading the tea leaves. We're all seeing, you know, how everybody has behaved over the last few weeks. And while it appears to be a fait accompli, and while I do have sources who claim to have, knowledge as to what's going on at Hallis Hall, I can't sit here and say that I personally have spoken to Ryan Pace, that I know that they're going to do it, or where they're at. The thing that has made the most sense to me as we've tried to put two and two together, and Greg Gabriel and I have worked on this together a little bit over the last few weeks, is that we've both heard from different sources that Ryan Pace does have a ready list, a short list, if you will, of people he wants to talk to if he should make the move, and that it seemed certain that Vic Fangio wasn't on it, because if Fangio was on it and he had made up his mind, then you would absolutely, you know, want to do it in season and give Fangio an interim chance to go forward. So I have several really good sources who tell me that they believe from talking to Ryan that he's made up his mind, but I can't say emphatically that they won't come in on Black Monday and say, hey, we want to give it one more go, that handicapped by injuries, handicapped by the rookie quarterback, handicapped by this, handicapped by that. It's not what I'm hearing. Everything I'm hearing,
he says he can't guarantee it,
suggests that it's done,
right.
But I don't want our audience to think, oh, I've talked to Pace or I've talked to somebody who can say emphatically that Fox is done.
Yeah, so even if it's 90% sure, that 10% is still spooky.
Yeah, Jason, and I do think it's
I like the word spooky.
I do think it's 90 to 95% that the decision has been made,
right.
And I do think it's 90 to 95% that Ryan Pace has three or four names who are his target interviews, and that they are not going to be the usual suspects.
Good. Sounds good. Slot the Bears into some of the jobs that are already open or seem to be open on Black Monday. Where do they fall?
Well, I will tell you that the hottest defensive coordinator candidate in the league is going to be Vic Fangio. Now, whether he gets a chance to interview elsewhere for a head job, unfortunately, he's in a situation where if, and again, this is an if, the Bears have a job open, they don't interview him, that hurts you with getting interviews elsewhere. I can tell you that right now, Dave Tobe is the front runner in both Indianapolis and Cleveland.
Wow, good for him.
And now, again, we're assuming that Chuck Pagano is out, but that is another kind of dead man walking thing, and it's a shame because it couldn't happen to a better guy. I was listening to the guys this morning, and I think their guest was somebody from the All Sports Station in Houston talking about Bill O'Brien. I don't think O'Brien's going to get the axe. It really doesn't make sense. He was actually doing a pretty good job there.
He's been talking like a guy who knows he's going to get fired, though, in every press conference after a loss. He's answering some really pressing questions now.
He and Rick Smith have never had the best working relationship. They haven't been at odds, but they're not exactly best buddies. But you tell me, who is going to lose Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, you know, Whitney Merciless, on and on. Mm-hmm. It just
did he want Deshaun Watson?
I couldn't tell you that. I mean, they traded.
There's
up.
Whispers about that as well. That was not there. That was the differing in opinions in terms of the quarterbacks that were available, and he just happened to succeed because Deshaun Watson is the next level star.
Well, but look at what they gave up to get him.
No, I mean, agree. I understand. Yeah.
So clearly, Rick Smith wanted him, and I got to believe O'Brien was on board because O'Brien comes to the NFL as quote the quarterback whisperer. Yep. You know, I mean that's his greatest asset. So I would think he wanted Watson, and at least we know he knew what to do with him when he got him. You know, and how do you look at the way Watson played those seven games and say that Bill O'Brien can't coach?
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. So I'm not spending a lot of time on Houston right now, but I don't think that's a done deal. I do think that Del Rio is in trouble in Oakland from everything that I'm hearing. And you know, then I'll tell you, Todd Bowles is in trouble in New York, and I don't know if that's fair or not.
Yeah, they expected them to win two games. They're 5-9 right now.
And the players are clamoring for him.
Yeah, but let's not forget what happened last year. I mean, you know, it doesn't all go away. And is he a victim of what John Fox is a victim of here? Their quarterback situation is much worse than the Bears. They've got a couple of fairly high picks there, and they can't do anything with them. You know, now, does Mike Maccagnan think that Christian Hackenberg should be further along? Does he think? I mean, Bryce Petty wasn't his
My
either.
Guy.
Yeah. In fairness to both of them, Bryce Petty was not theirs. They inherited him. And I think most people I talked to were not big Bryce Petty guys. But at the end of the day, you know, you've got a couple of high to middle round picks there that you haven't done anything with.
Right.
And so that's why he's in trouble. I'm hearing that Adam Gase is in no trouble in Miami. There were some who were trying to sell that back a couple weeks ago. But you know, that performance against New England, I think, showed you what they can do. And I continue to hear that in spite of what Jimmy Haslam has said, that the odds are still against Hugh Jackson being back. In spite of Marvin Lewis's denials, he will not be back in Cincinnati. Another interesting one that we reported at ProFootballWeekly.com today. I don't know. There may be a mutual parting of the ways in Washington with Jay Gruden and that clown show of a front office. And I can tell you,
Cincinnati,
he would be the first choice in Cincinnati if, in fact, he was available. And I'm not even sure that the Bengals wouldn't consider giving up a pick or two to get him if that's what it came to.
So you named all those. Which ones are better than the Bears? We got about 30 seconds.
None. Because the Bears are the Chicago Bears, and you've got Mitch Trubisky to start with. You know, if Houston opens, you've got Deshaun Watson and a great defense to work with, but it's not Chicago. So the Bears are going to be a priority spot, guys. Fans can doubt it all they want. There's only 32, and this is one of the best. And again, you know that the front office isn't going to meddle once you get here, so it is absolutely a priority position for head coaching candidates.
All right, the people will do this tomorrow, Hub.
All right, guys, have a good one.
That's Hub Arkish. We have It's On coming up after an update.
Scoreboard update.
Sports Authority here in the Chicago Wolves update studio. Take advantage of the best ticket value in Chicago with the Chicago Wolves fan four-pack. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and popcorn all at one low price. Watch the Wolves host Rockford on December 30th. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. 0-14 is what the Bears go up against Sunday with the Cleveland Browns in town. A certain danger in a winless team because you don't want to be the one to which Mitch Trubisky says, forget all that, just another game. A day after meeting with the Cubs, Yu Darvish sitting down with a World Series champion, Houston Astros. According to the Scorer's Bruce Levine, Cubs and White Sox are both still in play for Baltimore's Manny Machado. Bulls host Orlando tomorrow with the Blackhawks getting a nice deep breath ahead of the start of a long road trip, which would be in Dallas on Thursday. And with the Green Bay Packers having been eliminated from playoff contention, the Pack has placed Aaron Rodgers on injured reserve. Join the Scorers Rosenblum and Esposito Saturday for a live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sears location at Louis Joliet Mall, located at 3340 Mall Loop Drive. Stop by the show for great prizes and enter for a chance to win a brand new power tool storage set. Sears, your first destination for craftsman tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Oh,
it's on.
It's on.
It's
on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
Go ahead and lead off what's on tonight, Mr. Man.
It is easy for me. What is on for me is the live performance of the Lincoln Park High School Choir.
Let's go. Is Zoe belting it out?
It's her second year doing it. She has moved up from her freshman group to now the intermediate group. So I will be taking in the holiday pageant. Oh, I hope
it's 2 hours long.
That's what it's scheduled for.
Oh, yes.
They do really good. See, but as a freshman,
testing parents love for hundreds of
here's
years.
Here's the thing: when she was a freshman,
there's no test.
When she was a freshman, their group went first, and I said, "Beth, I got to go get Jason to hockey. You know, we don't want to rely. You know, I got to get him to hockey. Okay, fine, get out of here. Now I can't duck out early. Grandpa's taking
right
him to hockey.
You, right?
No, he's still got
hockey. Okay,
yeah, he's lucky. Him, he gets to go get you know." Pucks hammered off his head for an hour.
Nice.
So the I'm looking forward to it. They're very good. They're very, very, very good. Lincoln Park High School's choir group, their high-end teams have won all kinds of awards, much decorated. They're very, very well coached, and I am looking forward to it. But that's what's on.
That's awesome. We've got our first like holiday assembly on Friday. We just found out about it last night. We're pretty active parents, but you know, mm-hmm. they send home like a little information packet, you know, a couple times a week. This is what we're doing this week, this month, whatever. And we found out they're doing an assembly this Friday. So thankfully, my vacation's already started by then.
Right.
So wife's going to cut out a little early. And I asked my 3-year-old what they're doing. I was like, what could they possibly be singing? She's like, Frozen.
I thought
it was gonna
the
be
the whole soundtrack, huh?
I hope not.
Daddy, we're doing Dope Man.
Oh, the soundtrack of Selma just breaks out. No, yeah. Wow. Look at you two guys. Offspring out there creating.
Yeah, this is my first one, so I'm like, oh, it's awesome. I can't wait. So, you know, a few more into it down the road.
They're good. Ever since when she was young, she saw the movie Pitch Perfect. It really made her want to get into some of this a cappella stuff and be a part of that. And she's followed up. She loves it. And last year, their version of Stevie Wonder's Don't You Worry About a Thing was fantastic.
Sober?
It was fantastic. Me or them?
You.
Yes.
This guy.
I should take the Barry Rosner advice on this. You know, the Rosner rule on all this is never, ever, ever, ever attend one of these functions completely sober. That is his hard and fast rule.
I don't know how my parents did it for years, but now that I'm staring down the barrel of that gun coming up here in a few years. Tonight for me, I will actually be out at Joe's on Weed. Immediately after the show, starting at 7 o'clock, Bobby Portis, me, Tito's. It's the Tito's Talking Hoops with Bobby Portis.
Bobby P. Portis.
Yeah, the second edition of that. Bobby's been playing his ass off, and Nico's been playing well as well. And you got, what, 6 straight wins now for these Chicago Bulls. So
does Bobby have himself a Tito's or two on these?
No, Bobby doesn't drink.
Oh, not at all?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No. At least that's what I've heard.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Maybe Bobby gets scum bucket drunk tonight.
Listen, and another thing.
Come on, Bobby. I thought you were my friend.
Right,
come on.
Right. No, so come on out. There'll be plenty of Tito's giveaways and prizes and Tito's specials. My crew will be out there. And then after that, we will be heading to the House of Blues, where the life of one DJ Timbuktu will be celebrated, because he was the soundtrack for a lot of people my age. He's one of the few DJs who broke local artists here in this city on WGCI on his Saturday show, I want to say. He passed away from cancer a few years back now. Man, it's already been 2 years, 3 years now. So he gets celebrated on a national level. Like, DJs fly in from all over the country. DJ Clark Kent has been at SNS from New York. All kinds of guys. Sway from the Sway in the Morning Show has talked about him on his show. So I'll be at the House of Blues after the Tito's event. So come on out, have some Tito's, listen to me talk to Bobby Portis. Bobby is super cool with kids. I know the whole, you know, no outside memorabilia will be signed, but there was the cutest kid that came into the last spot we were at, and he told security, he's like, no, you gotta let little man through. So maybe your kid will have something signed, but no grown-up should come up running up with any Bulls jerseys or any cards or anything like that. So that's what I'll be on tonight. I'm sure I'll be DVRing all the stuff and then watching it in the morning, but that's what I'll be on tonight. Shep, what do you got?
Can't believe you're not going to be watching the Boca Raton Bowl between Florida Atlantic and Akron live.
I've already
today.
Missed five bowl games.
You see Lane Kiffin got a 10-year extension
I
today.
Have five of bowl games.
I don't know what that means.
Probably nothing besides he gets a raise.
Well, the buyout. I got to know what the buyout is and how soon you can buy him out. And also, does Lane think he's going to transform Florida Atlantic to like a powerhouse? Like one of those things where 4 years in, they're kicking the asses of everybody in their conference, and they move to a Power 5 conference? Because that's the long plan here if you're Florida Atlantic, right? I mean, you got a guy that nobody wants that you can deal with, even though he's a damn good play caller. Like, I don't know why you signed a 10-year deal.
Yeah, I would think that it's more money, and then he's got to have an out. Like, he's always been a guy that's going place to place, wears himself out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would think he's probably headed somewhere else, and it just changes the buyout is my only guess. But I will be watching part of that because it's on for no other reason other than it's on.
Yes.
But tonight, History Channel this evening is kind of, they're doing a special on those JFK declassified information that was just released like a month or so ago. They have a special with good old Bob Bear to examine that, and so I'll have that on at least to see that there's not a lot that they're probably going to tell us, but all the hype leading up to it will at least be interesting.
Tammy?
Real quick, shout out to the 630 who thinks that my daughter and her class will be singing Let 'Em Throw. No, they will not be singing the Spiegel Parkin song, but I wish they would be.
I'd remove Juju and the rest of the children in that school and then burn it down if that were the case.
Tonight on HBO is actually part two, but I'm going to go back and check out part one of a new miniseries they've got called Gunpowder. It stars Kit Harington, who's Jon Snow in Game of Thrones. It's about the 1605 plot to blow up the British Parliament. So it's a three-part miniseries called Gunpowder.
Is that Guy Fawkes?
Yes, that's right. Foxy.
Parliament's all a problem. And members of Parliament. Skin that smoke wagon.
I'm picturing
a John Fox mask.
Yes. I think somebody gets it wrong. A member of Anonymous gets it wrong. Jesus. Like, no, Steve, it's a Guy Fawkes mask. Oh.
I like pedicures.
My feet are ticklish.
Hey, what did I say something at the beginning of this segment?
What?
Or is it the normal anger that comes my way?
What happened?
This from the 847. Goff is such a miserable.
What did you do?
I don't know. You were talking about your.
They're texters.
But I'm saying you were talking. No, I want to know
just
though.
Mad.
No, I want to know.
They don't like themselves. Because
if I've touched them in that way, then I want to keep doing it. So, but you mentioned your kid's recital,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, enjoy that.
Right.
Because that's something the parents have to pretend like they're looking forward to, but really aren't.
Well, you always want to see your kid.
Yes.
It's the other people's kids.
You suck.
The only time I want to watch other people's kids is on NFL Sunday.
There we go.
That's when other people's children get entertained.
There we go.
The other issue, to be honest, is some parents overreacting to their own kid.
Like crying?
Going crazy. It's like
screaming and yelling when their kid gets...
Thanks! Yeah, just, we're all here. We're all celebrating everybody.
Brothers and sisters, he's talking
we're,
to you.
I did not say that.
I am. I know who you're talking to.
Just like, look, we all love our children.
Right. The movie's about to start, guys.
And let's just all enjoy. It doesn't have to be like, look at us, look at me, and pointing and pointing at your kid. And it's like, okay,
definitely,
it's all right, great job.
Definitely
sound great.
Yep, talking to the brown people. I'm with you. But.
I didn't say that. You said that.
Oh, Lord. All right, that was It's On. That's what will be happening for us sports-wise tonight. I think the only person that's watching a sports event tonight is our guy.
Now I'm going to wear my John Fox mask.
And I don't believe Nicky the Kid is watching the Boca Raton Bowl tonight, by the way. That's not happening. That's a damn lie. You're doing something.
I'll be like, what is on?
You're
doing something. I'll watch it down to this. All right, get this garbage off.
Shep, you're doing something else with your time. Come on. You're not watching that.
You make a baby?
Yeah, well, I mean, we can report something if you want.
I mean,
it sounds like you guys already tried to report something.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
There's nothing
better. You and Lil Campy are doing just fine.
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to make
Remember we named their new baby Campy?
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, look, are you inferring that Campy's lady's big... knocked up by Shep?
No, not at all. Well, this will be the big holiday season. You know, you guys have been married for well over a year, so I'm sure you guys can get peppered with those questions this around the dinner table.
Why wait till now? For the second we got married, it was when's the kid? kid.
That's never a question people should be asking you. Never. Never a question. For any older people that are out there who are getting ready to die and think that a grandchild is going to keep you alive longer, listen, stop asking people, when are you going to have a child? You know what? Some people can't have kids. So stop being that person. Oh, when are you guys going to have kids? Or I'm waiting. Guess what? Not everybody had, you know, this isn't the 30s when everybody, when you hug someone and they were pregnant 2 days later. Like, this isn't that. Things are a little bit different these days. Guys are waiting a little bit longer. Ladies are waiting a little bit longer. So stop asking people about that.
We got a little story developing in the NFL, too, and it's one that I am, this intrigues me. Remember the conversations we were having about Tom Brady and his weirdo trainer, Alex Guerrero, with the legal history that he's had and the fraud settlements and everything? Well, Bill Belichick, according here to the Big Lead, Bill Belichick has banned Tom Brady's personal trainer from the team plane and from the sidelines.
Nice. It's his own Pedro Martinez buddy or Sammy Sosa. Who is the Sammy Sosa guy? No, Alex Rodriguez's guy was Anthony
Galea.
Yeah.
That was Tiger's guy, the blood spinning guy.
Yeah. Got a little close to the rest of the team, didn't he?
Little Svengali.
That's exactly what it is.
Yep. Bill's like, yeah, we're not going to have this guy.
Yeah, this guy's been talking to Brandon Cooks far too often for my liking. I got one weirdo in here. I don't need four.
Criminal ass charlatan away from my sidelines.
Criminal ass charlatan.
Get off my plane.
He just tosses him off. Yep. All right. Who are we going to be talking to at the top of the hour? Is it Lawrence Holmes?
Yeah, Lawrence is out of the top draft tonight with Lance Briggs,
and
but we're a little tight on time here. So
he's at Fatty's in DeKalb.
Nice!
Shout out to everybody at Fatty's, our home away from home. This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show. We'll say hi to Lawrence next on the Score.
Maybe. This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious, engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Mega Millions jackpot. And now that jackpot is more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Mega Millions tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Hi.
Me. Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
In 1889, the bicycle with a back pedal brake was patented. The first games of the new NHL were played. This week in 1917. This week in 1932, the Chicago Bears won the first NFL playoff game. Manufacturers got permission to use synthetic rubber for a baseball score. This week in 1943. This week in 1951, at the first coast-to-coast televised football game. Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball. This week in 1951. The NBA's 1,000,000th point was scored. This week in 1962.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know what would save time?
doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there.
Right.
We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Howard Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 by giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Max Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Radio.com presents Gamertag Radio.
Gamertag Radio is all about video games.
All the latest news and coverage related to the gaming industry.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Get daily interviews.
All the latest gaming coverage.
Roundtable discussion.
The latest news from Xbox,
PlayStation,
Nintendo.
Exclusive content.
Everything you need to know.
Developer interviews,
VR, and more.
Gamertag Radio.
You don't want to miss this.
Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, hi, Al Dukes here.
Hi, I'm Jerry Recco.
And we host the what do we call the show?
Post-game, post-show, whatever.
Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Yeah, and what that is pretty much everything we didn't get to in the morning with Boomer.
No, this is mainly stories about urinals, rats, and porn studies.
A lot of male talk.
Yeah, video games, body odors, manscaping.
So it really has nothing to do with Boomer.
Not really, no.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
So enjoy that.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That she'll remember.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Transitions brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. There are wings. There are orders of Cajun potato salad going from table to table. They're fabulous salads, wonderful food at Fatty's, and
there's
a convivial
TVs everywhere.
Atmosphere for Lawrence Holmes, the top draft show with Lance Briggs at Fatty's in DeKalb. What's happening, Lawrence?
I love that Dan is like Mick Foley. You know, that he's the wrestler that gets into the ring and says all the things is going to make the crowd pop. They got Cajun potato salad here at Fatty's. Yeah, and everyone goes crazy
it's
out here.
That's good. Have you had it?
No, I have not had it yet.
Get an order. Try it. Yeah, have bring like a half order or something. Just try it. Yeah,
that's what people were saying to Lance today when we were tweeting it out that he was going to be here, that he should get that. So, but he's not a big potato salad guy. Neither am I. So I'm curious to see if he tries it.
I love their wings, too.
Hey, see, that's enough, lady.
Yeah, that's that lady.
They're enough.
They're already ready to go out here.
Oh, no, they're always primed to the cow.
Shut it down.
Yeah, that lady wants to arm wrestle to it.
Oh, don't
commercial stop. Free in the 2 o'clock hour?
Yeah, man. Sometimes you got to take it back to your satellite roots and show these people how big the Goff and Bernstein package is. Yeah,
shout out to our new overlords at Entercom that are just like, hey, you know.
I'll let you run.
Yep.
So we ran.
I enjoyed the conversation. I kept looking at the clock. I'm like, Tanny is furious right now.
No. That's Tanny's day. That's Tanny's worry-free hour right there. Tanny could just ride the wave.
When it got to like 2:42, I was like,
what happened?
They haven't broken yet.
Did the station get sold? Yeah. Again.
Like, but I enjoyed that. That was some great conversation. I was glad that you guys got to give the listeners a commercial-free hour. That's some solid stuff.
Yeah, man. What you got for us tonight other than LB?
Well, Boogie will be here in a little bit, and we'll talk football. I'm going to talk a little football, too, but a ton of baseball. Jeff Passan will be on the show. We're going to talk with him about all sorts of stuff. Scott Merkin is going to be on the show as well. We're going to talk with him about a skill that Rick Hahn has that I wonder if it plays.
Is it ventriloquism?
I don't know if he's a good ventriloquist.
Is it yo-yo? Is it juggling?
It's not Yo-Yo Ma, and it's not juggalos.
Okay.
So it's none of those things, but it's his contract writing ability.
Contract writing.
Yes, yes. Okay. And he also is a Meatball Bears fan, but that won't come into the conversation, I don't think.
Sounds good.
So thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you setting a nice table for me and these nice people here at Fatty's in DeKalb.
Screaming
time tonight.
Screaming lady, stay away from the damn broadcast. All right, Lawrence Holmes will be joined by Lance Briggs tonight after the show. You know what? You should come and hang out. You know what you should do? You should probably come to Joe's on Weed if you aren't close to DeKalb, and then listen to Lawrence for that first, you know, hour or so, and then hang out with me and Bobby Porter's, courtesy of Tito's Vodka. That would be pretty cool of you to do as well. And then drive out to DeKalb and catch the rest of Lawrence's show. That's exactly what you should do.
Thank you to the guests, Anthony Herron, Brian Billick, James Andrew Miller, and Hub Arkish today. We thank the producers. Our video coordinator, Brian Gertsch.
Joining us, Jason Benetti, along with David Ross. And so good to have you here. Kansas 10, nice tie, you tool. Kansas 10 for 14 in the first half from three.
For those that don't know, he's the White Sox announcer. All five of his fans have been paying attention on Twitter. 10 of
14. Oh, Dan Dockage with a shot.
Dan, don't give a damn what's going on with you. You send it out there, he's going to send it back. I'm with him, though. I'm with him. Benetti's been getting away with too much for too long. Honeymoon is over. No, I'm messing with you, Jason.
Nick Shepkowski.
Fred, do you have a favorite Kobe memory?
Getting my ass busted every time I try to guard him.
Sounds about right. Fred, do you have a favorite Ron Mercer memory?
Fred, you were barely at the game. So yes, you do remember
that,
correctly.
That Fred ever observant. That Fred Orger.
again, you don't get much past Fred. We'll say Fred.
Audio overlord, our Sultan of Sound, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
And before I leave tonight, I just want to call one more play.
Quit yelling.
Yeah, he tried to get through those names. Teddy pointed it out on the group chat. He tried to get through those names. He said the most man-ish ever is screaming to stop yourself from crying. So he's like, Warren Sapp! Derek Brooks! Brad Johnson!
San Dimas High School football rules!
That's exactly what it was. All right, Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. He's out there in Fatty's. At Fatty's. He's not in Fatty's. He's at Fatty's in DeKalb. Take it easy.
In
Fatty's. This is DePaul days.
DeKalb.
Not anymore.
In Hooters at Leslie.
So Lawrence is coming up. Come hang out with me if you choose to. Joe's on Weed Street. The Tito's, Bobby Porter's things. I promise you he won't punch you. We'll hang out. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. Thank you for listening to whatever the hell this is.
I say, man, I won't go home, man. I say, man.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, while it seems like people are looking to you for all the answers, they're just looking to chat. Taurus, addressing the issues directly is the only way to go this week. No need to be embarrassed. Gemini, it's easy to get hung up in the gossip game. Try focusing your energy on a personal project. Cancer, a small detail has the potential to turn into a pretty nasty headache. Leo, this week is all about connections, and an out-of-work relationship may start to blossom. And Virgo, this week love is in the stars, and your romantic escapades may be bumped up a notch. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle, you're going to have points.